It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than patting yourself on the back. You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com, clicking on air. Number to call in, 845-986-8804. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I'm joined by Pip Alex.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Pip.
Hey.
Joe will be here sooner than usual, but later than he should.
Don't start.
I didn't start.
You're starting.
I did not start. Lots to get to tonight. We want to say hello to loyal fan Lisa. Turns out she was under the weather for the past month or so.
Yeah, didn't know. Several months, apparently.
Several months?
Yeah.
See, I don't know these things because I'm not a stalker.
Well,
as long as they check in on my Facebook page and like my various posts and reassure how funny I am, that's really all I need to know.
That's what you want from people? That's all.
That's really all I need. I'm a man. We've established this. I'm a man in search of affirmation.
Yeah, so like.
Exactly. But so Lisa's feeling a little bit better, so we're glad to hear that. Glad she's back. A lot of stuff to get to. We actually started, before the show, we started scribbling stuff down.
Yeah, I was like a secretary.
So we'll see if we get to the stuff that I wanted to get to. I wanted to discuss whether Fox News is like Korean state TV. I wanted to get to the EPA congratulating itself for a job. Well done.
Oh, man.
Well done, EPA. And then we wanted to... Joe had a You Stink, a holdover from last week that we didn't get to. We
were at
a One You Stink maximum last week.
Yes.
And we'd like to get to one of your curmudgeonly philosophies. But we'll see. A lot of things going on in the news the past couple of days that we can argue about.
Yeah. And God knows, we like a good argument in the Den.
Well, I think we delivered that last week. It had been a while.
Yeah, I know.
It had been... I thought it was a very impassioned argument.
Yes.
Between the three of us, actually.
Yeah.
You chimed in there.
Yeah, I did.
And what was nice about this one was very impassioned.
Yes.
And didn't get personal.
Right. No.
Which was nice.
Until after the show.
No. then we took a break. Oh, that was a good bit. And then,
yeah, I know.
We did the rest of the show.
But I know. I was like packing my stuff. And then I was like, oh, everybody's gone. Yeah. Okay.
Of course. What's the, you got two more segments to do.
Yeah, of course.
And I thought last week's Jane. Scamming Scammers was off the charts.
Oh, so amazing.
Off the charts. So if you haven't listened, you should listen to that.
Yes.
Well. That was some good stuff.
Last week was good stuff.
So we'll try to give you some more good stuff. So what's going on?
So I was kind of annoyed on the way here. And not for myself. I was annoyed for this kid that I stop at a convenience store on the way here, and I get some coffee and a yogurt. And when I'm in there, you know, most of the time the people are friendly enough at the counter and stuff.
But sure, they're afraid you might call ICE.
Yeah, no. And there's this one kid that's, you know, he's nice, and I've only seen him like a couple weeks in a row, but he made a point when I was leaving today of saying, "Nice to see you again." I'm like, nice. "You even noticed?"
That's very nice.
Yeah.
You don't get that from folks.
I don't. They usually run screaming.
Well,
or back
should.
Away slowly.
Probably wiser still.
I think that is the wisest case. But I keep intense eye contact, and I like hiss a little.
I just thought you were losing air.
No, I'm just preparing. So this kid, I'm watching him. He's unfailingly polite to everybody.
How old is this kid?
His early 20s.
Oh, okay. So he's a man.
Yeah, but he's a kid to me.
I understand.
So he's a young man, and he's...
By the way, some people still call me young man. Always a thank you from me.
Oh, when I hear miss or young lady, I'm like, oh, my God.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
This is why I hang out in nursing homes. Let's go, bitches.
Well, that's why I lick my finger and do the sizzle thing while I put it on my ass.
Nice.
Yeah.
I just thought you wanted bacon. I didn't know.
I was just cooking it one little spot at a time.
Kind of figured.
So he's waiting on somebody on the counter, and then he's trying to get the coffee going, and then the soda machine is acting up, and it's just pouring water, and the guy's like, there's just water coming out of here, and he's like, oh, okay, let me see. And so he sees that I have a yogurt, and he's like, you want a spoon with that? And he runs to the back to get spoons because they're out, and he's very apologetic they don't have any. You know, he's just, and
you need a spoon? We have here.
Yeah, I know that, but I'll get to that later. But
I didn't know that was a two-parter.
The backup, the truck that delivers their stuff is backed up. It's a massive truck, and it's all over their little parking area. It's creating chaos, but it's backed up to the door, and obviously he's been unloading crates of stuff from that delivery truck, and he's the only person in the store. Yeah, Lisa, he's multitasking like a mofo and just being so nice. And so I said, wow, you're having quite an evening. And he made a big motion with his arms.
Did that pithy observation make it feel better for him?
I think just a little empathy.
A little acknowledgement
that he was running his ass off.
Look at you.
And he flung his arms around
a cartoon character.
Like he had extra arms.
One of those arms like you find at a used car lot. One of those inflatable blow-ups.
That's kind of like the little invitation he did. But he was smiling like he goes, oh, I love my job. It's so much fun.
Oh, look at that.
And, you know.
A good egg.
Yeah, he's a good egg. And so he's rolling around. He's doing the best he can. Nobody's getting mad because he's covering his bases, right? So I'm like, what a really good worker. This place is lucky to have this kid. And he's got a good attitude, too. And I walk out and I realize that there's a guy sitting on some flipped over tub of something by their employee entrance door, and he's sitting there with his phone, and I look at him and I realize he works in there, and he's a little bit older, and he's sitting there playing with his phone, and this anger just boiled over. I did not say anything.
The same anger I feel when I am stuck in traffic because of construction and nobody's fucking working.
Yeah.
Same anger.
Well, I...
14 guys sitting there scratching their ass.
Right. And there's one guy in a hole digging for his life.
No, if only.
It's actually his grave. They're all waiting for him to drop dead.
Talked about it before.
Exhaustion.
They got the one female holding up the sign, and that's pretty much all we're doing.
Yeah. Well, this guy's sitting there playing with his phone, and I'm like, I wanted to say, hey, you motherfucker, I don't care if it's your break. You get in there and you help that kid out. He's the only one in the fucking store, and he's unloading a whole shitload of stuff. Are you kidding me? I don't care if it's your break. You're not retired. Get the fuck in there. Take your break later. You nuts?
A little strong.
I know. So that's why I didn't say it.
It's probably better.
But that was how I felt.
You know, a snark or snide comment would have been enough. Would have had the same cutting to it.
Yeah, like enjoying your break.
Unless you just feel they don't get sarcasm.
I don't know. I think I needed.
Did you barb. Remain silent?
I did.
Huh. And which is odd because we just talked about last week how I'm the pussy of the group when it comes to confrontation.
Well, but this isn't my fight.
I understand. And which I is probably I would have taken it up.
And I didn't want him to go in there and take it out on the kid, thinking the kid said something.
Yeah, I probably would have said something.
I was just like, I don't know what the deal is. Maybe he's off work waiting for his ride.
Maybe he's the boss.
Maybe he's the boss. Even worse. Get off your fucking ass and go in there and help. What kind of manager are you? You're a schmuck. Get in there. Pitch in. He's working his ass off. I was incensed for the little guy.
All right. Well, that was nice of you.
Yeah, well, I mean, but my anger went nowhere except to Davinstan, because I didn't even tell the guy.
Well, once again, it's this show serves a purpose, because when things go tits up for me, I'm like, at least I got something for the radio.
Oh, I need to vent!
Yeah, I mean, that's the good thing about this show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, At least I got someplace to talk
about. Someplace to bring it.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Like, it's my silver lining for all the shit I deal with.
Oh, yeah.
This show.
Well, really?
A lot of times.
A lot of times, yeah. Because you can turn it into...
a rant.
You can polish that turn. It's like, I'm miserable. Write this stuff down.
I don't write it down. Well, sometimes I write it down. Yeah. Yeah. I can write it down. Yeah.
All right.
Well, all right.
Yeah, so that was my indignation for... this afternoon.
Okay.
I have lots.
All right. So you know what? The next time you see the guy who was running around, give him a compliment, throw him a couple bucks. Go, listen, I see what you're doing. I see you working.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see you're rowing.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
I know. He was doing good.
If I had any sway or any job I could offer you, I would, but I don't.
I know. I mean, if... really, if I was somebody who had a job, I'd be like, you need to be taken
now,
out of here.
Now, it could be that he was screwing around all day, and he fell so far behind that now he's just playing catch-up. Because you're not there 5 minutes earlier.
Right, seeing him with his feet up in the freezer,
yeah,
getting yelled at. Because I saw this kid on previous occasion, and he is so unfailingly polite and helpful.
So is Eddie Haskell. Just saying.
You got a really good point.
That's what I do.
Thank you, dear leader.
I like the cut of that joke. More of that, please.
Lisa says that you and I should write a book. About what, though, Lisa? About our
indignation.
Indignation. That's a great title. About the United States. Indignation.
All right, now all we do is have to fucking come up with the shit in between the cover and the author, about the author.
All right, this is going to take a little time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you and I tried to write something once before, and you got distracted, so.
No, that wasn't it. It was that I decided that it would be cruel.
And now, I think I've influenced you enough where that's...
It might be back in us.
That's, no. Yeah, I mean, I think I've influenced you enough where you go, you know what? Cruel. That's going to be entertaining. I mean, that's the metric. The metric.
Yeah, is it entertaining?
Yeah, I mean, you change the names.
Yeah.
But the story remains the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so. We could revisit that.
Yeah.
Don't be a fucking loser.
No, I'm not a loser.
You sound a little loserish.
I'm a little loserish because I still think that if it were me, I would be mortified to have somebody... write a book about
you're
my,
not even you.
My
you
worst come moment.
A, you write. You come up with a fake name. Nobody knows it's you writing this.
I'm still me.
Yeah, but they don't know it's you. Who the fuck is Pip Helix exactly?
Well, I think that's a little hurtful.
Right, but Pip Helix only starts like whenever this fucking show started, and I asked you to come in.
Yeah.
So so even if that person read it, well, this Pip Helix really sounds like they had a shitty roommate. They don't know it's you.
Well, Pip Helix started on Facebook before I came here. It does.
Nah, it's kind of like the shit that happens on Star Wars on the Cartoon Network in the cartoon series. Like really nobody's fucking watching. There's like a handful of people. Kind of like your Facebook page. Yeah, technically it happened, but nobody gives a shit. Yeah. I mean, yes, it happened, but nobody's paying attention. This is your Star Wars movies.
There are 300 avid readers of
no,
my...
No, it doesn't even go to 300 people.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't.
I have 300.
I understand, but it doesn't go to them.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Exactly.
No. And half of them might be dead. I don't know.
Yeah, probably. All right. So, did a garage sale again.
All right.
Is it?
Well, I noticed that little scooter was outside. I was like, what's that about? People are parking up on your lawn.
I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
I know.
So we're continuing the snail-like pace of moving.
Mm-hmm.
Very snail-like. As today, I gave Pip a bunch of cat toys.
Exactly. I was very excited.
She was batting the mouse around before the show.
I was on the floor rolling around sniffing all the catnip. I couldn't contain myself.
Yes, that's why she's so full of energy today. So part of that's getting rid of more stuff.
Right.
So we have this garage sale. I did one a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the wife is part of these like local groups on Facebook.
Yes.
And it turns out, so you're familiar with
these. Yes, familiar.
Yeah. So it turns out
yeah.
So it turns out like women in our complex want to hold a complex wide garage sale.
Awesome.
Well, it sounds good.
Yes.
Because that, you know, the more trash that people are selling,
the more trash comes to see it.
Yes. That should be a fucking slogan.
More trash you got, more trash comes to see it.
Yeah. So we started getting some stuff together. But, you know, we had gotten rid of a lot of our decent amount of trash.
Right.
A couple of years ago.
Yes.
And we really have not been replenishing the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been in this mode of we want to let
teach me, master.
Yeah, like that. We don't really go to garage sales now.
Yeah. I don't either. I haven't for a while.
Really?
Yeah, well, I had to go cold turkey on the garage sales.
I understand. Because you were going to be living in the garage if you didn't stop.
Pretty much.
Exactly. So I went through some baseball cards and started pricing some stuff to sell.
Oh, all right.
It was time consuming.
Yeah.
I priced everything on, like, I went onto eBay.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd see what they would sell for, and I would sell it for, like, much less.
Right.
So if something sold for, like $15 total, including shipping and handling,
mm-hmm.
I would price it at 10.
You know what? And people in the know would know that.
Right. I was just trying to get rid of some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, make a couple bucks. A lot of the stuff is like less than I paid for it.
Yeah,
but I just got so much stuff. I did the same thing with bobbleheads.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Are you a fan of bobbleheads?
Only the ones that are my real, real favorites, and only if the likeness is true and not...
Do you have Yankee favorites?
Well, I loved Matsui.
Oh.
I have a little Matsui statue that I got at a garage sale.
I have David Wells.
Okay.
Don Mattingly. Paul O'Neill.
I like Paul O'Neill.
All right. We should talk.
All right.
We should talk. Still in its original box. And actually, I have one of them up there. So when you walk down, you can see what it looks like.
I noticed your tribe at the top of the
And at, like I said,
stairs,
I sold for less than eBay prices.
Mm-hmm.
So...
No, I'm gonna have to say no, because if I come home with anything else, Mr. Hillix is gonna throw me out into the shed.
It's fine. Put it in with the cat toys.
Well, the cat toys are gonna go to. We're not gonna see them after a couple of days.
Fine, so I'll put the bobblehead in with that. You won't see it. Trying to move some shit.
Wait, let me fill the head with catnip, and we're sold.
Yeah. So it was taking up our living room for several weeks.
Right.
So finally, the day came, and there's a good chance of thunderstorms.
Yeah.
Also, it was the weekend of high school graduation.
Oh, gosh.
There was no signs put up around the town to let people know.
No, why not?
Everything was done online.
Oh.
Also, out of the 15 families that said they would participate, 4, including us, participated.
Oh, for God's sake.
So the turnout for the 2 days was very, very light.
Yeah. And you got to put signs up in the neighborhood.
Yes, you do.
Even if you online it.
Yes. The garage sales is very organic. You need to get the locals driving through.
It's spur of the moment
on
the weekend.
Yes. You need to put it in the supermarkets.
If somebody is going for an errand and they see garage sale, they might go, oh, hey, let me just go over and see. And
now, there's the hardcore garage sellers that map it out, go on all the boards, go on Craigslist where this was on. There's those people.
Those are the idiots that show up 2 hours early.
Yes.
Smack them.
Right. But there's the vast majority of people. They drive by, they see a sign. We did not appeal to those people.
No, you didn't.
That was a very tragic mistake. So, here's what I don't understand. I don't understand the people who see a clearly marked price and then ask how much.
Because they want you to say less.
But you can say, oh, I see.
Will you take?
If you come at me with, will you take? And that was my mistake on this stuff. I actually priced it for the price I wanted, which was low, and I didn't.
Yeah.
But I just want to get rid of the shit.
Right.
But instead of coming with, will you take less? They go, how much? That's a fucking insult.
Yeah.
I guess that random red sticky was born on there. It was born on the blender. Like, what is fucking wrong with you?
People are, as a species, dumb.
Yes! We should be slaughtered.
Fed to our overlords as snacks.
You know, a long time ago, I might have said that's a crazy idea. Now, could happen.
Yeah, no. The right sauce?
And then, like, people see, like, designer purses. Was it like Dune and Burke or something? I think that's one. Or Uggs boots.
Oh, yeah.
So they'll see, like, Uggs boots that have, like, been worn once. That would go...
they're Ugg boots. Not boots that Ugg wore. Uggs boots. Hey, Ugg. You left your boots here.
Right. Okay.
Dying. Sorry.
I wish.
Anyway. What kind of purse did you say, though?
It's like Dunes and Burke or something? I don't know.
I don't know that.
I don't. Anyway, I'm probably saying it wrong. So say Ugg boots were like $70, worn ones, and somebody has it like priced at like $25.
Right.
They're fucking still arguing.
Yeah.
It's like, are you fucking kidding
me? When you take 10...
How much of a Gavone do you need to be? Like, if I see a good price, I'm just like, all right, cool. I'm not going to argue anymore.
I know.
I'm happy.
I know.
I don't... Unless I have, like, no money in my pocket, I'm not that person. Also, when people stop by and don't buy anything, you start to have self-doubt about your crap. Like, you start to think, I should get better stuff from inside the house to sell.
I need to spruce up my inventory.
I got to start moving shit. And then you realize, no, the shit in the house is the better shit that you
want to
keep.
That's my shit. But, why do I want this idiot to have it?
Exactly.
He doesn't even know how to read a little red sticker.
Exactly. But you start having that self-doubt.
Yes, you
do. I guess my shit's not good enough.
You do. It's really funny that you brought this up, because in the office today, we were talking about garage sales. And I had this one chair that I just, I hated it. It used to belong to my mother. I had bad associations with this chair. I wanted it out of my home. No more bad mojo from this chair. No one would take the chair. I mean, I had it down to a dollar. No one would take this perfect chair. I'm like, you can reupholster the cushions. I know that's not... It was perfectly fine fabric. It just was not really pretty.
Right.
I'm like, you can reupholster
it. Fine for a playroom?
Yeah. It was like a wide rocking chair, like low base. It would be great for like any room.
Right.
I just wanted it out of my home.
Just not one in your house.
Yeah, no. I just wanted it out of there. The mom chair had to go. So I could not get people. So this one guy came up and he expressed the teeniest bit of interest. I said, it's free! Free! Take it off of my driveway!
Now you're desperate. Now they think that somebody peed in the chair.
No, I was just like, Free! Take it away! And he's like, and I go, I just want someone, I want it to find a good home. I don't want to bring it back in the house. You can have it. He's like, it's free for me. And he took it.
There
I was
go.
Like, oh, I just wanted it to go away.
Yeah. You got to give some stuff away for free.
Yeah, you do.
So the garage sale ends at 3 p.m. At 4 p.m., somebody stops by the house and is looking around to see if there's anything left outside.
Yes.
But this is Saturday. It's not even the end of it. Sunday.
Right. You're going to sell again tomorrow.
Yeah. It's like they're trying to steal shit. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Because people are animals. I had a guy that I was selling some. I had a lot of duplicates of some tools and things. And in hindsight, there were some things that I sold that I probably shouldn't have done. But my stupid neighbor was, tools could really go to garage sale. You should sell some of that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's true. And so, you know, I sold some tools and stuff. And so I had bags for people. So this one guy bought a little bit of tools.
By the way, the wife loves tools. If you ever try to unload tools again.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
She loves tools.
Yeah, that whole, like, I bought her that tool cabinet.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I bought it. That's not mine.
No, but it's so organized.
Well, that's her, too.
Yeah,
but
love
but
that.
But like, I bought her that big tool cabinet. It's, quite frankly, I feel like there's people who can fix it, and it's not me.
Really, I'll give it a go, but I need like a solid space to keep my
stuff.
No,
I feel no need to fix. I feel no need to relocate bugs.
I do these things.
I know you do. I do not. Because if I relocate a bug, the bug's going to die.
Well, you know, see, there are certain things where I draw the line. My father showed me how to change my own oil. I'm not crawling under cars anymore when
no!
it costs $35.
No!
I'm throwing money at that shit.
Exactly.
I am not, no, I'm not crawling under the car.
I do the lawn.
Okay, good for you.
We paid somebody. The wife's like, oh, it's too high. Well, just pay somebody $50
yeah.
to do it. But no, they didn't do it. It was too high. They didn't have a cut too low. 2 weeks later, I got to do it. No, I'll do it. Relax.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I understand what you're saying, and maybe someday I'll do that, but I'm a little freaky. I got an electric mower, and we haven't used it, because when we got to our place, we were like, neither of us want to go out there and do that, so we throw money at
That's
it.
That's fine.
That's one of the
That's
things.
That's fine. You're my type of people.
Changing oil, mowing, and snow removal. We can pay people to do
That's
these
fine.
Things, and we'll do the rest.
You got to pick your battles.
You do.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I'm
look,
all about throwing money at it.
You know?
Joe has all his tales of where he's stuck on the roof for 3 hours, and he's afraid and everything, or he's out there 3 hours mowing or shoveling. For what? For what? There's people for that. Well, they used to be until we started deporting him. But there's people for that.
Yeah, I know. And it, also, the... the girls in the chat are talking about, is a vibrator considered a tool?
You know, I wouldn't you just love to see that on at a garage sale?
Used vibrator.
It'd be called like a massager, but wouldn't you love to see that?
No, because I would think, I know where that's been.
I got a crick in the neck.
Yeah, no.
Love to see that.
What about the little nubby one?
What about a new one? Like, sometimes you get these things as gifts, a gag gift.
Yeah.
And you don't use it. Why not?
How would you know? I'm not taking that chance.
Well, it's still sealed in its box. Sealed, never used.
Well, I don't know if it's been in anybody else's box either, because I'm not going to.
No.
All right. No. It would be funny to see it. I would take a picture of it. I'm not buying it.
So the wife and the neighbor across the street decide we're going to have one more go at this.
Okay.
In several weeks. One more garage sale. With the proper advertising.
Yes. And you have to put up signs in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And you can't have little bitty handwriting with all this description and stuff. Big sale. Date. Time. Arrow.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. And there's still more stuff to get rid of. Now, here's something interesting. We did meet the new neighbors.
Okay.
To the right of me.
When you're looking at the place?
When you're my front stairs to the right of me.
Oh,
where
really?
Chris used to live.
Yeah.
But where was a drug den when Chris didn't live there for a little while.
I know.
Speaking of drug den, Joe's walking in.
Yeah.
His head's not as shiny, but it's got growths on it this week. Oh, my.
Oh, my goodness.
Looks like Joe lost a fight with the cat.
Yeah, or something.
Oh, my God. Joe's got barnacles.
Something happened to Joe.
Joe went to the beach and something attached itself. What's wrong with your head?
I got in a fight with a mugger.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously? All right,
hold on. Let me finish my garage sale story. And then I'll clear the decks.
Right.
Holy shit, dude.
I'm going to focus.
Okay.
Let me just. That needs its own space to breathe.
Yeah, it sure does.
I didn't see that on the show prep.
Yeah, we'll decant that in a moment.
Yeah, we'll get there
all right,
in a second.
Well, let's finish with a nice garage
sale. I thought
we
had a regular use stink.
Yeah.
So met the new neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely couple, Joe and Olivia.
Nice.
I must say, I was very charming. I was very nice.
You really rolled out the first day, good foot forward.
Yeah, you wouldn't really recognize me. We were joking about all the little girls' toys that we're trying to sell. Like, they were mine. I'm very likable, very affable. They will never see that side of me again.
It's like with my neighbors, you know, because I'm the new guy in the block. So even, you know, so I got to be not like my other neighbor. I didn't like my neighbor across the street, and she knew it. And I kept to myself.
Well, because you left a bag of dog turd on her porch and ran away.
No.
But
when I moved in, I'm like, I had to tell myself, you're the new guy. Don't be an asshole. You're a new guy. Don't be an asshole.
No, but I wasn't the new guy.
I was the welcome wagon. I know. And I'm not like really the welcome wagon, but I had to learn, you know, to be. My neighbors are very, very sweet. So it's not, I mean, my neighbors, I speak more to my neighbors at my new house than I did at my old house.
Well, I didn't have to be nice to these people. There's nothing more white trash than meeting the new folks, selling your shit in the driveway.
No, that's not.
No, it's very white trash. It is extremely white trash.
Listen, I am white trash. I know from this. This is my area.
You're so white trash, you don't realize it's white trash.
Pleased to meet you. You want to buy a vase? You know what? I'm going to give you the vase. This is a
housewarming present.
Housewarming present. This 20-year-old vase.
Maybe you guys can play with this. No, I'm sitting there being very nice and extremely white trash because I have no choice. I have no, because now I'm the white trash neighbor. All I had to do was get the Camaro back and put it in the fucking driveway and put it on blocks. That's all I had to
do to be
any more white trash at that moment.
No, having a garage sale is not white trash.
Certainly, you never see a Trump Estates a fucking garage sale.
You're gonna be great.
What's white trash is if your new neighbors come over and want something.
Here's Ivana. Here's Marla.
Yeah.
They must go. Here's Tiffany. Here's Eric.
Throw up on blocks.
He's getting rid of all the shit he doesn't want anymore.
Yeah.
Make me an offer on Baron. Ivanka stays.
For now.
So, yeah, but I was very nice. So they closed today. They will never see that side of me again, I probably.
Now, is it the house next door? Directly next door?
Well, there's two houses next door, but if you're on my front stairs,
on
the right.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, all right. Okay.
Because the other one's being flipped.
Okay.
Yeah, the one where the dumpster just was.
Yeah.
That's being flipped.
Okay. Yeah. Oh.
I should have gone diving. Could have been more stuff for the garage sale.
Really?
So what happened to you?
Well, that was just what I told you and what happened, the truth.
Oh, for God's sake.
I thought you actually had something interesting.
No.
I thought you were fighting crime again.
No.
No. So
He's not wearing his cape.
What
happened?
I sanded my head.
What?
Don't do that again.
Yeah.
No, wait, what?
Well, but what happened is this. I go
with the mugging story, by the way, going forward.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
I wanted to try it on you guys because it's going to sound a lot better than the truth.
Oh, my God.
See, this is one of those things, you know how we say throw money at it?
Yeah.
This is something where Joe should have thrown money at it instead of doing it himself.
Ah, well, anyway. Well, okay. So here's the deal. I went to the beach last week. As you saw, I was very red.
And blinding. Yes.
And blinding. So basically everything started to peel.
Okay.
And I look like a creature. So I... so funny. So at the top of my head, everything was peeling up there.
Right.
And what I did was I got like this pumice stuff, like a scrub.
I love pumice.
A scrub.
Oh.
But
no.
I'm not done yet. That's the nice part. And I scrubbed it, and then I looked, and I go, it didn't get everything out. It just still looked like a little dark circle. This looks awful. And I go, let me try to,
Did you like go online anywhere to see if this was possibly a good idea, or was it just you using your own, for lack of a better word, head?
Yeah, my ingenuity. So what I did was,
be left alone.
So what I did was, I go, well, let me see. It's not coming out. I go, if I had something like a sandpapery thing or something like
that. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. So what I did was.
It's a head, not a 2x4, you moron.
Well, so basically what I did, you know when you spackle your wall and you got the wet sponge that you sand down to spackle?
Yes.
I used that.
No.
Yes.
No. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Were you feeling pain?
Yes.
And you kept going?
Yes. Because it was working. But no. I didn't know it was going to leave these marks.
Really? You thought abrasions would just disappear magically when you were finished?
It didn't feel like abrasions. It looked fine. I had a
you
show
said
that
it hurt.
Night. I had a show. Well, it did, but I had a show that night. It didn't look bad. It looked fine.
Oh, my God.
Then,
yesterday rolled around.
Now you're an AIDS patient.
Yeah.
Then the open wounds started to appear.
Yeah, to get put bacitracin on it today.
Yeah,
so,
you do.
So, Joe's girl said that I looked like Gorbachev. Gorbachev.
No, she was right. Garbage off.
Gorbachev.
He was right the first time.
I was like, is that a product? Yeah. Garbage off. Yeah, garbage on.
You're not. Who's the fucking one? You're not Martha Stewart. You don't have home remedies. You don't have fucking life hacks. That's not your strong suit. You should stay away with from your own ingenuity.
Well, wait. This is the Joe anti-hack. Don't do this when you have
listen.
Burn
if
your
I
head.
Look fine Sunday.
If I need somebody to rewire a keyboard to work for a set, I'll come to you. If I'm looking for skincare, that's not your area of expertise. You need to know your limits.
Home improvement is. I figured I'd apply a little bit on there.
Dude, it's such a guy move to get sand.
Right.
No, it's such a stupid guy move.
No, well, I got my beauty supplies at Home Depot.
Blue Hawk.
Bacaw.
There you go.
I hope people are mocking you.
Yeah, they're probably going, ooh.
Oh, they're concerned.
Yeah.
You guys were concerned.
Yeah.
Initially.
Because we thought somebody else did this to you.
But now.
And now we're just pointing at you.
This is a continued source of derision.
You did this to yourself.
I hope you don't think this will ever be let go in any fucking argument. This could come up at any time again. Any time where you feel like you are gaining the better of the argument, where you feel you have the facts on your side. I shall come back to this.
You'll tell me I sanded my head.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I did.
Well, this is going to be...
And it should make you recalibrate your argument.
Yeah, some people say go play in traffic. Go sand your head.
I sanded my head.
Yeah, this is an all-time stupid thing.
just make sure that you keep putting antibiotics on this because, oh boy, is this like waiting for an infection.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll be fine.
Waiting for an infection.
Yeah.
No. That's like a great sequel right before episode 3 comes out of a movie. waiting for the infection should be like the middle.
Nah, I got bacitracin and so on.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Your head has been displeasing the past 2 weeks.
Give us better head, Joe.
Yeah. You might want to go back to hats.
Oh, you poor thing. That really does look painful.
Yeah.
Ow.
All right. So I'll talk about working out and then we'll take a break.
Okay.
So I told you I'm doing 80-day obsession.
Yeah, I know.
For about 50 days. So you work out 6 days a week and you eat every 2 or 3 hours in a portion of your food in little containers.
Like a rabbit.
Rabbits don't have fucking containers. They don't have pockets. Where are they going to fucking put a container? You never see a rabbit with a fucking satchel. What's wrong with you?
Okay. Kangaroos.
Well, rabbit will go.
That makes sense.
They got a pocket.
Sure. So, but you walk around, oh, here's my carb.
Yeah.
Here's my protein.
Here's my shotgun.
I saw my notebook.
Here's my cyanide tablet.
So before that, I was doing various other workouts, although I was never following the eating plan.
Okay.
So I've bemoaned for a while now that I was not, and I've done it on this show, that I was not getting the results to match the effort.
Right.
So I said it's not, and I've said it's not healthy to work out 45 minutes to an hour 6 days a week at my age, unless you're an athlete, because your body needs recovery time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
So the wife has felt I had a bad attitude.
I don't know what to say to that.
No, she's right.
So it's just an hour?
Glad you know.
No, but it's not like I've talked about before. It's not like when you go to the gym, you lift, you walk around, a little chit-chat.
Should be building stamina up, though.
Oh, yes. Yes. You build fucking stamina.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing with fucking porno movies. If you keep fucking, you're building stamina. Might not be good for your health, but you're building stamina.
Well, if you all get tested, it's fine.
Yeah. So.
Point taken.
I think I know bullshit when I see it.
Okay.
I think that is a skill that this show has developed.
Yes.
So I started to notice that Autumn, she's the one who developed this and leads the workouts,
mm-hmm.
would say, you might not see the results on the scale. You might not see the results in the mirror, but you're getting stronger. Fuck you.
Those two things are results I want.
You know what, though? It's like I've been saying the past couple of weeks. You're probably building muscle.
I understand. I did not do this to build muscle.
But
I did this for completely vain purposes.
I understand this, but if you're building muscle, you're getting muscle weight.
But and it's billed as weight loss. It is billed as a weight loss program.
It should be billed as fat loss.
Well, it's weight loss.
Okay, because you're not going to lose weight. You're going to gain weight.
Are you
going
to sue the exercise lady?
It's not a bad idea.
You're just putting the weight in a better package in better places.
So I think she was like reading the message board, and I think a lot of people are complaining that this shit isn't working.
Oh, boy.
Because she was doing it live. Now we're watching like on video, but they did this live.
Oh, okay.
For like 80
Mr.
Days.
Davin, I'm doing exercises, and you should be doing them too.
Mr. Davin, stop bitching about my program.
Fuck off my weights.
So,
that's great.
So I noticed I started to get a little lax with my eating program.
Okay.
I'd go out to dinner. And here's the thing. I was actually starting to lose more weight as I got lax with the eating fucking program.
Because you weren't minimizing your intake so much that your body started to starve.
Well, I was never hungry on the thing, but I was just eating more than I wanted to. Because you're eating every couple hours. I'm not hungry that often.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm eating more, I'm eating more than I normally would.
Well, everybody's metabolism is different. Maybe that, you know, they have this general plan, but everybody's metabolism is different. So if there's if you have to make an alteration to your eating, then and you're losing weight, then there you go.
Well, the wife actually started getting lax too,
mm-hmm.
and she too noticed that after a nice dinner, she was losing weight.
That's so funny.
As opposed to the fucking torture we were putting in. Now, don't get me wrong; we weren't going crazy. We're not eating a ton of sweets or anything like that. We're eating healthy.
Okay, good.
So again, the wife is in one of these Facebook groups, and it's called Beachbody.
Okay,
and they have these coaches. Where the people are doing it and going through it with you, too. Mm-hmm. And they're also salespeople, but they're coaches and everything. So there's this other program that's starting with a guy who I've seen. I've done a couple of his workouts. What was it, like Hit and Lift? I don't know what the fuck it is. And his thing is you work out 4 days, 20 minutes to half an hour,
mm-hmm.
high intensity where you're really lifting, really doing a lot of cardio. And so, like, but there's a cheat day.
Okay.
And you're only doing it 4 days. I'm like, that shit'll work for me.
That's smart.
I can actually make that a lot. I'll kick my ass for 20 minutes to 30 minutes four times.
There's your guy, yeah.
Right, because you don't feel like you're being punished.
Exactly. I'm like, I can do that.
Yeah.
So anyway, so one of the coaches, they have a new eating program. So she did a second round of 80-day obsession, like workouts.
Right.
But there's a new eating program they have, which is essentially eat what you want, but you start every meal with like a glass of water and vegetables.
Okay.
And then you can eat what you want.
Huh, you so have no more room.
So now she starts reporting that she's losing weight this way, losing much more weight this way.
Uh-huh.
And then she's like, well, you know, I've substituted a couple of the 80-day obsession hour-long workouts with Joel. That's the other guy workouts, mm-hmm. which are 20-minute, half hour. Mm-hmm. And after a week of, you know, eating this way and, you know, substituting, I'm starting to get my baby six-pack back.
It's like, yeah, bitch, that's what we were telling you.
Yeah, so I think once again, what this comes down to is, even on things where I am not an expert and do not know much, I know more than the experts. I smell bullshit because I knew this was bullshit. Yeah. I knew this was not working. Now,
well, what's her credential? What's her credentials? Is this just something online that she's leading something?
No. She was like a fitness model. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the stars go to her mm-hmm. when they want to work out. She like did all these weightlifting contests. She was a bikini model. She's in great shape.
Mm-hmm.
And she had another program that we did without eating properly, the 21 day fix, which was really good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That was, but this, I sense something. This is some bullshit right here. You should not, it's not healthy to work out this much.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat this food. This is some bullshit. And I knew it was bullshit. And I was right that it was bullshit. Now, don't get me wrong. I've lost weight on it.
How mm-hmm. much have you lost?
Since I started this or since I started working out in total?
Since you started this.
Probably like 6 or 7 pounds. But I've gained muscle. I've gained muscle. I know my body's different.
No, it's obvious. It's obvious that you've lost weight.
Like, thank you, except to Walt. Walt does not think so, but fuck Walt.
What? No. No, I see it. And I won't fuck Walt. No. No.
But it,
you can't make me.
I won't.
So I'm walking. See, Walt, you go to compliments from Walt?
No.
Never. It's the wrong place to go. It's like me going to compliments here.
Yeah, they get them on occasion.
You know, they should be a sign of coming out and say a U-turn.
So I'm walking away the other day, and the wife goes, "Yeah." Wife sees me from behind. She goes, "Yeah, I can definitely tell that you've gotten more narrow." And I said, "Well, that's because I'm empty inside."
Funny.
Yeah, got a good laugh from her and the neighbor. I killed during the garage sale.
There you go.
I had the weekend.
There you go.
Oh my god.
Yeah, sometimes you got to find an audience. Yeah,
sure.
I know.
Mine was in the middle of the street across 2 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you got to find an audience.
Sure.
Yep.
I was jonesing to get on stage. I only,
yeah,
you know,
yep,
I had two,
yep,
shows,
yep,
on
another feeling. Another feeling.
That was it.
Another feeling.
But yeah, it's just very frustrating that I knew this wasn't working, and now the coach is admitting to. Aha! I know shit.
Aha!
I don't think enough people realize how much shit I know about a varied amount of things.
Well, you know what? It's what you're saying. What your instincts were sounded very similar to many years ago. There was a program out by this woman, Susan Powder.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
She
ball was broad. Yeah.
Well, she had the shock of white spiky hair.
Yeah, it was white spiky hair.
Yeah.
She was actually in my act, one of my first jokes.
I think, really? I remember that joke.
Get out.
I think I remember you. I don't remember
the
joke.
I was doing it a year later when I met you. Jesus Christ. Maybe I was. Mm. That's a shame. I also had Sally Struthers jokes in my act. What are you going to do? It's a long time ago.
Have you seen The Flying Nun?
That's Sally Field.
Oh, Sally Struthers. Oh, sorry. Okay, you're correct. Sorry.
Go on, Pip.
Yes. No, it's just that, you know, she said that eat a lot of healthier meals, smaller meals, like keep the fire burning, your metabolism keeps it going.
Yeah, that speeds up the metabolism.
You know? And so, I mean, I don't remember everything that she said, but a lot of things that she said made sense. And I started, you know, I try to incorporate those things into my life when I'm feeling like mm-hmm. it, you know.
Did it work for you?
It did.
See, I find apparently what what builds up my metabolism, one slice of pizza sporadically.
Yeah.
Don't eat fucking three like a Gavone.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
Just have one fucking slice, mm-hmm. and I'm watching what I'm eating.
Yeah.
But that works better for me than having all these little fucking... And I find when I would skip meals, because really I couldn't stick to the 2-3 hours a day.
Yeah.
Because I'm doing things. I don't have time to take a fucking buffet with me. I got shit to do.
Well, so, what are there little containers?
Yeah.
So take a lunch bag and put them in the lunch bag.
I don't got fucking time to break it down. I'm running around. I'm driving from here to there. I don't got time for a meal on the run. I got shit to do.
It's like an alarm goes off. Oh, my God, I have to start eating almonds.
Yeah.
Put stuff together. You put it together in the morning.
I don't got I'm working out an hour a day. I don't got time for that.
Well, what time do you get up in the morning?
Well, I get up early, but by the time
But what's out, early? What time do you get
I
up?
I get up at like 6.
You get up at 6, okay? When
there's no there's absolutely
there's
no reason,
no
for that.
Reason right. to do this.
But, all right, so you get up at 6. When do you work out?
It's fucking 10 or 11.
All right. So between that, what are you doing?
Catching up on the news, doing work. Doing work.
Yeah, probably.
To put together a little snick-snackety thing would take 20 minutes.
I understand, but I don't like the food. I'm bored of it. I'm tired of chicken.
I grilled some nice chicken last night.
I understand. Grilled chicken once in a while is delicious. Grilled chicken fucking 2 times a fucking day for 80 days, you want to fucking kill yourself.
Yeah.
You want to choke yourself and the chicken.
Yeah.
It's a little much. Yeah, I mean, I could do it for a while, but you know, I'm much happier this way. Much happier this way.
If you're losing weight, that's the bottom line. A good diet, you should be losing a pound to 2 pounds a day.
Yeah, well,
I'm not
doing that, but I'm also fucking lifting a lot, mm-hmm. so I'm not going.
But
to.
There you go. You're gaining muscle. What? All right. Has your waistline shrunk?
I don't know, but I'm wearing shirts that I wasn't wearing before.
All right, so there you go.
Yeah, I've definitely lost some of what makes me lovable.
There's any of that to be found.
Well, it's all gone now, so it's nothing but prick.
Wait a minute now.
All prick.
Wait, I'm looking for the downside.
All prick is like an aphrodisiac.
Yeah.
Let me put a little all prick in your drink there for you.
So we can sell it at a gas station, you know? What's this?
Yeah.
All prick. It's all prick. All right, prick.
I'll try that.
All right. So we'll come back. There's a whole potpourri of shit to talk about besides the stuff we wrote down. Made a whole little list of things. All right. So, but on the break, we got new music from Dance Macabre with Connected and Hannah Brown with So Should You. And, of course, you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com. Short break. We'll be back. Maybe we'll argue. Maybe Joe will fucking find a power washer to fucking wash his balls. Something good like that.
Something safe.
Yeah, exactly. Something safe. Something that couldn't possibly go wrong. We'll be right back.